Inviting you to the Sauk County Fair, now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite President Biden vowing he will not drop out of the race, calls by Democrats for him to step aside as nominee are growing. Those concerns centering around his ability to win re-election, along with the impact to down-ballot races. ABC's Rachel Scott says Democrats and donors are talking privately, too, about what's next.
Most Democrats telling us they're accepting the reality that even if they have concerns, there's really not much they can do about it. The president is vowing to stay in the race. Democratic leadership is rallying behind him. One thing that Democrats are watching tomorrow, that press conference that the president is expected to give, where he's expected to take a number of questions from reporters.
Earlier today, the president delivered remarks at today's NATO summit session, telling members the alliance is stronger than ever in its 75-year history, but says also facing new threats. BMW recalling nearly 400,000 of its vehicles over the potential for faulty airbags to deploy, raising the risk or injury of death. The carmaker says the recall is a precaution. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Grant County authorities have recovered the body of a 21-year-old man that drowned in a private pond. The report of a swimming incident was made just before 10 p.m. on Tuesday at a pond in the township of Marion near the intersection of County Highway T. According to authorities, a 21-year-old rural Boscobel man was swimming at the private pond on a farm with friends when he started to struggle to stay above water. Although other swimmers tried to help him and bring him to shore, they were unable to do so. The swimmers flagged a passerby down to call the Grant County Communications Center. Officials with Boscobel and the Rural Fire Department recovered the man's body just after 11 p.m. on Tuesday. The Grant County Sheriff's Office have identified the man as Aaron King. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. High mid-80s, low storm chance. Sunshine and a high in the mid-80s on Friday. Slight storm chances for the weekend. Highs upper 80s to low 90s. Looking for a scenery change? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, we're at 83 degrees.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. We are broadcasting live from the Saucony Fairgrounds. And I've got George Althoff from the Chamber of Commerce. George, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing well with weather like this, Dave. How can you not be doing well? A fantastic day here at the Saucony Fair.
It is great to be out here. You just happen to be walking by because you're going to be doing something pretty big here in a few minutes. You're actually going to be on one of the TV stations doing an interview. I kind of snapped you away before you snuck over there quick.
I am honored. It's going to be 2 minutes of fame for me on NBC 15, and just an opportunity for us not only to talk about the fair, but for all kinds of other things that we have coming up. Oktoberfest on September 21st at Circus World. That's a chamber event, our third annual. We're looking for a great time there. And on October 5th, Fair in the Square downtown, another great event.
Yes, that is a great event. And, you know, hopefully we have great weather for the Fair in the Square. We had great weather for the fair here. This has been one of the most amazing starts to the 170th anniversary of the Saucony Fair. Can you believe that's been going on for 170 years?
Do you know who was president when the first ever Saucony Fair was held?
No, who was?
Franklin Pierce.
Franklin Pierce.
He's not been top of mind for several decades. But, yeah, Franklin Pierce was president when the first Saucony Fair was held. That's an amazing run, 170 years and counting, Dave.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, we have some amazing weather out here. We're so happy to be out here. We see a lot of people walking around out here tonight. We're in the big red circus wagon. I got people that know me that are walking by and waving at me. At least they're all on their best behavior right now. We've got Ben Bromley out here. We thought about having him up here, but we knew that we wouldn't get him off the mic because we know Ben likes to talk just a little bit.
He is the golden voice of the Thunderbirds, Ben Bromley. So, yes, he is.
When we appreciate having him do that. So, Ben, thank you for doing that, as always. So, yeah, what is your favorite part of the fair, George?
Just everything, the camaraderie, the all of the food vendors. I mean, you come to the fair, you got to have a corn dog, right?
Yes.
And it used to be, when I was younger, cotton candy was always a staple. Not so much anymore. I'll have the corn dog and then maybe go to the beer tent.
Yeah, exactly. And
I mean, that sounds reasonable, doesn't it?
It sounds reasonable, yeah. Corey Harmon probably won't let me go to the beer tent for a little while. Because
while you're on duty.
Right, not while I'm on duty, because I probably would not make my way back over here, and it would be a thing. So, yeah, we don't want an FCC violation either. That's the other part.
The other cool thing is I've always liked it. When I was young, I was in 4-H, so I always did exhibits. We didn't have animals, but I had vegetables that I got to exhibit, and you'd get judged on them, and walking away with a blue ribbon was really cool. So all these kids and families who bring their animals and all of their exhibits here, that's an outstanding part of the fair also.
And that's one of my favorite. We've had kids interviewed in here before. We'll try to interview the 4-H kids. We had a young man in here last year who made this massive Lego display. And that was so cool to see. And Connor was so excited about that. So if you're listening, Connor, I don't know what you're entering into the fair this year, buddy, but I'm sure it was amazing. And just seeing the smile on those kids' face when they get that blue ribbon, that was always one of my favorite parts as well.
Yep, so. And the livestock auction coming up on Saturday night is sort of one of the capstones of the event. So I'm sure that'll be a great event to look forward to.
Almost certainly. So again, tonight we have flat track ATV racing. They're not going to let you and I out there doing that, are they, George? That's probably a bad idea.
I don't think so.
Nope, I don't think so either. Well, George, thank you for joining us. I know you've got another important interview coming up, but we appreciate you stopping by and saying hi, and thank you for everything you do for us. We
Dave,
appreciate
thank
that.
You for all the support that we get from Max FM and Civic Media. Thank you.
You bet. We appreciate it. Thank you, George, and we'll get back to some more music right here on Max FM. 99.7
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, with the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, with the East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft?
In a Western town, a dead end world.
80s, and more.
Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you from the Saucony Fairgrounds. It is 5:21 p.m. and a beautiful night. We have another celebrity in the wagon with us. It is the Vice President.
Stop.
I could not pass up. Who are you?
Corey Hartman.
Oh, my
God. The one and only.
The one and only.
I heard that you tried to start a weatherman fight earlier.
Oh, would I do something like
yes,
that?
Yes, you would do something like that.
Was something to do with elephant ears or anything?
Yes. And he said funnel cakes and...
No, I think he's
He can't be let on the air anymore.
I know. I knew as soon as I had another weatherman in here how much trouble I was already in for that. And I'm like, you know what? And then I had to bring up the elephant ears. I had to.
That's right. You were already in trouble for cheating on me with another weatherman.
And Wendy was already texting me about that one, too, and giving me some grief about that. So how are you doing today, Mr. Corey Hartman?
I'm good. It's been a long day, but I'm glad we're out here at the fair, and we're getting ready to have a great night. It's not, I mean, it's a little muggy, but it's not bad.
It's been worse.
Oh, it's been a lot worse. We haven't had a tornado or a microburst yet, so
I was just going to say,
time.
Dukes and I were talking about that microburst. That was, what, was that 4 years ago or 3 years ago?
Yeah, you tell me.
I don't remember. Yeah. It was my first time broadcasting live in the circus way again.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I'm getting ready to interview someone. The sky goes black, and all of a sudden, I hear you, Dave, we got severe weather heading that way. And I'm like, what? And I look, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Little did we know we were going to ride that out in a circus wagon. Four people were in this thing, and it was rocking.
This thing holds up pretty good. I mean, it's a little leaky, but it's sturdy.
It was definitely sturdy. Yeah, other things were blown over. When we came out, we saw things that were blown over. You were live on the air. I came busting back after getting totally soaked. Well, I had to stop for food because there was no food open at that point because, you know, I was a little hungry. That's nothing new.
They put the corn dogs right across the thing from us here, Dave.
I know.
It's dangerous. Dangerous territory.
So there's corn dogs right across from us. There's mini donuts on the left of us. And there's
and
that trailer barbecue.
Oh, man.
Prime rib sandwiches, Corey Hartman.
Well, I think you should come out and watch us eat because
that's what we're good at.
That's what you do at the fair, right?
Right.
Watch other people eat and sweat. So come on out. We're at the Washington Gate, right just on the north side of the carnival. You really can't miss us here.
You can't. And we're a spectacle in itself. Corey Hartman and Dave Kraner are on the air, for goodness sake. We haven't done this in like a year,
and
I
Maddie
think.
Maddie Jones will be here in a little bit. So.
And that's
what I hear.
Are we going to let you and Maddie Jones on the air at the same time?
Probably not.
Oh, well, we could have a little rebuttal to some of the morning show stories. Oh, wait, you're sleeping during those. I'm not telling you about
I'm
that.
I'm not sleeping during those anymore.
I know. Wait, I'm filling in on Friday morning. I better be on my best
behavior.
Yes,
you better, because I'll actually be up to hear it. So.
Oh, what? You're going to be up that night at 7 o'clock in
the
morning?
I don't stay up till 1 in the morning anymore, so.
Except on Monday. Well, oh, wait, we both did.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, exactly. So stop out and see us. We're going to do the prize wheel at some point.
Are we? When are we doing that?
I think we'll probably do that. Yeah, maybe 10 minutes.
Should we get that going real quick?
Yeah, we should get that going super quick. So I think that's what we're going to do is get the prize wheel going. We're going to give away a few things. We're not going to run the prize wheel real long because we want to make sure we have stuff for Thursday and Friday. But we do have Corey Hartman out here. So we want to make it look like Rhonda and I have actually been working out here. You know, so Corey.
What do we got over here?
All right. So
zoo tickets, frisbees. Lose a turn. Come on out and get a lose a turn, everyone.
It doesn't say loser a turn. It just says lose a turn.
My turn.
Yeah.
Our cool water bottles.
Have you saw the cool water bottles that we have, Corey?
They're awesome.
They're right over here.
Stainless steel, silver top. There's one right behind you, Dave.
I know, but
right,
I want to get the one. Oh. You can't steal that one.
Okay.
So
they're nice. Listen.
Yes.
You hear that?
Yeah, we hear
That's
great. Those are fantastic. Yeah. So we've got that. We've got
metal,
frisbees.
Dave, we sprung for the real stainless steel.
I know. I've got to put a beverage in there, and it'll just be soda or Gatorade. I'll be on my best behavior. You didn't hear George and I talking before about that. So yeah, stop on. I think we'll get the prize wheel out for a few minutes tonight. That'll kind of be the plan. So now, Corey. I normally would play Right Said Fred for you tonight, but I had to choose a little bit of a different song.
You played that last night.
I know. That was actually, yes. But I had to choose a different one tonight. So after Monday, I thought I better choose something a little different. So what song do you see after sports?
I see Chumbawamba.
And what's that all about?
I don't know what that song is about.
I get knocked down and I get up again.
Yes. I get knocked down. Yes. That's not a song about falling out of the circus wagon, though.
Full disclosure.
I didn't get knocked down. It's not like you decked me out of the circus wagon. I just fell out of the circus wagon.
At least the ground was soft. I think there's still a little bit of a mark. I was going to do a chalk outline out there.
Tell that to my bruises, that the ground is soft.
And so was his ego. That was not... You know, I felt bad. bad for you because normally the first rule of thumb when something happens is roll video. I felt so bad. I didn't even roll
video.
You
didn't roll video, Dave. I don't know what I've been teaching you here, but obviously nothing.
So. I learned. I felt bad for you. So you are on the mend in case anyone asks because I know Maddie talked about that on Tuesday morning. I
have a pretty good gash on my leg and I'm pretty black and blue and my back's all scraped up, but I'll live.
Yeah, and you're here to tell about it and talk about
Every year that stupid white stool takes at least one of us out.
It was me last year.
And it was my turn this year.
But hey, we got the gorilla ladder. No pun intended for you and I.
Yeah, that thing's rated up to 350, Dave. So
okay, we're safe. We're both can't be on it at the same time.
No. Nobody wants that.
No one wants that. Stop out and see us. We're going to look at sports, and then we'll get a little tub thumping in with Chumbawamba on Max FM. As soon I can see the mouse cursor here. Here we go. It's right there.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers look for a Game 2 bounce back. Good evening. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Coming up tonight, it's Game 2 between the Brewers and the Pirates at American Family Field. The crew looking for better tonight than what they were staked with last night, a 12-2 loss. Milwaukee does come into tonight's tilt with Pittsburgh with a 4.5-game lead in the NL Central. That's because the Cardinals, they lost the first game of a doubleheader today in St. Louis against the Royals 6-4. Game 2 starts at 6:45 in that double dip. After that, it's the Brewers and the Pirates starting at 7:10. Tobias Myers will toe the rubber for Milwaukee against Martin Perez for Pittsburgh. College basketball news, the Badgers have hired former player Greg Steemsma as their new director of player development. Steemsma played from 2004 to 2008 under Bo Ryan, then four NBA seasons for four different teams. And the Capital Times is reporting that former Badgers basketball star Sam Decker has held a private workout for three clubs, the Warriors, 76ers, and Bucks. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday night. It is 5:35 p.m. We are at the Saucony Fairgrounds, Big Red Circus Wagon, right off Washington Avenue. You cannot miss us. And we have another celebrity with us. It's our very own Maddie Jones.
Oh, that's a lot of credit. That's way too much credit, especially, what am I up, 12 hours now? It's a gorgeous night out here, though. My goodness. Beautiful night at the Sauk County Fair.
It is. It's almost like a meteorologist predicted it was going to be a nice night tonight. I don't know how that worked out, but, you know, I'm kind of glad it worked out for us. So we're glad you could join us. So you actually can see Corey Hartman. Can you believe that in the flesh?
It's amazing. I have to come to the Sauk County Fair to see him.
Hi. That's such a nice date that you guys are having
right?
tonight.
Sauk County Fair date. Have you found your elephant ear yet?
Oh, you had to bring that up.
PowerPoint presentation? Do we have that ready yet? No.
We'll save that for Saturday.
That's right.
So I'm already in hot water with him because I kind of cheated on him already. So, you know, so we'll just keep on jabbing it, you know. But, hey, we're glad he's here. He's upright. That's a good thing. You may have noticed a little bit of a dent in the ground, but, hey, everything's good.
Yeah, are you doing okay? You had a little tumble out of the circus wagon the other night. You guys see a few scrapes, a few bruises, a few bumps. Are you good? You good? Thumbs up? All right,
thumbs
we got
ups.
A thumbs up from it.
So he is doing good. So we have the prize wheel up, Maddie Jones, so people can stop up. We're going to have this out for a few minutes, so we're going to see what this young man is going to win. We're going to do this live on the air. So Rhonda's down there with him, and what does he win, Rhonda?
A sticker.
He wins a sticker. Hey, I've got those right here. So, all right, here you go, buddy. Congratulations. What do you think of that, Maddie?
I think that's pretty fantastic. It's like Wheel of Fortune right there. There's even lose a spins on it and lose a turn.
And it's not loser a spin, as Corey Hartman and I discussed. Yeah. See, this is the thing. We already are having a lot of fun out here. You can't miss us. Big Red Circus Wagon right off of Washington Avenue, so you can stop up and see us. What'd we win here?
Sticker.
All right. See, we're multitasking here.
I love that we get such a great view of the carnival rides as well, because this is like front and center for everything. And, I mean, hello, they put us right across from the corn dog.
Yes.
Awesome place ever. Like, I'm stunned with words here tonight. Like, and I see, like, food is like the main thing tonight. Another sticker? All right, we're giving away lots of those.
Yes, we are. And so, but they have something nutritious over there, Maddie Jones. They have caramel apple slices.
Caramel apple slices work. More stickers going out the door
these
with
are
the
fantastic.
Prize wheel.
Congratulations.
Hey, so Dave, what's coming up tonight at the Sauk County Fair? Do we have our schedule somewhere? I just got here, so I'm just trying to figure it out.
That schedule has mileage. That has been all over the place. So what I know for sure, flat track ATV racing, 6:30 p.m.
That's night one.
Night one of two.
Yes.
$10 gets you in. I think Corey Hartman and I should race UTVs or ATVs. That's a great idea, right?
I mean, here's the coolest part. If you want to do night one and two, it's only $20 for both nights. Plus, you can do the pit for $35. So that's not a bad deal whatsoever. So we should have this sheep show going on right now at the WCCU Livestock Pavilion. And then we also have Fame Stage Entertainment right now. They're doing vegetables and flower gardening in containers. I should go take some lessons. I'm not a gardener. So I should definitely take lessons. And then Meet the Animals at the Fame Stage tonight at 7 o'clock. So that's going to be free entertainment. And then after you take in all the flat track racing tonight from 9:30 until 12:30, you can enjoy a nice, cool beverage at the Litcher Pavilion. And DJ Travis Stebbins is going to be playing all sorts of your favorite music free for that music as well. So,
and as a reminder, if you are going to enjoy the music and enjoy a few adult beverages, Bar Buddies is running until midnight tonight, midnight tomorrow night. So if you do have a few adult beverages, please be safe and get home safely. And we want you to be safe if you're out and about tonight. So Bar Buddies.
I smell something amazing.
Oh, it's right around. It's barbecue. Corey and I will be checking that out. We are going to go right past the mini donuts that are right next to us. Yeah. Who puts all this temptation right in front of Corey and I?
I don't know. It's a lot of temptation out here. Hey, if you're looking to get the kids on the midway on a cooler night, because we know it's going to warm up, it's pretty wide open right now on this first night that it's open down here at the Sauk County Fairground. So come down. Say hello. See us at the Big Red Circus Wagon. Have some good food. Dinner served up right here at the fairgrounds. We're live on location.
You can't go wrong with that. So I'm going to line things up here because I actually have Corey watching me, so I'm going to make sure we're doing things properly.
I thought we were ready to go to break. I was trying to wrap up, but we're still fumbling around.
Yeah, go ahead and keep talking, Maddie. It's
all right. I can waste time like nobody's business. Don't you worry about me. I've got it. What are we giving away down there, Rhonda?
A water bottle.
A water bottle? Oh, they won one of the big prizes. Ooh. Ooh, a Look at that, one of those lime green water bottles. All right, are we ready now?
Yeah, we're ready now. We better. Operation. Yes, yeah. It is. We know what we're doing. So, all right, we're going to have a look at weather next right here on Max FM. Stop by and say hi to all of us. We're having a blast tonight with you.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high mid-80s, low storm chance, sunshine and a high in the mid-80s on Friday, slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Looking for a scenery change? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
99.7
99.7 Max FM.
Curtain calls. You brought me. fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. It's we are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, we are the champions, no time to lose us, cause we are the champions of the world.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.